Members of the National Association of Graduate Teachers, NAGRAS, and the Coalition of Concerned Teachers today staged street demonstrations in the Ashanti regional capital, Kumasi. The demonstrators from the Ashanti Eastern, Volta, and Greater Accra regions started from the defunct Kumasi Children's Park at Tamakom and marched amidst brass band music through Asafo, Edum, the regional police headquarters, before ending at the Ashanti Regional Coordinating Council. The General Secretary of NAGRA, Stanislav Nabome, presented a petition of the teachers to the Chief Director, Kofi Jumoisubonting. Our correspondent, Nicholas Osewusu, in this interview with the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the Coalition of Concerned Teachers, Kingsley Enyimadoda, finds out the motive for the demonstration.
Members of the National Association of Graduate Teachers and their colleagues from the Coalition of Concerned Teachers from some of the regions have gathered here in Ashanti Regional Capital, Kumasi, to demonstrate to some of their concerns they have already raised, seeking resolution from government. They started a demonstration from the defunct Children's Park at Amekom and marched amidst brass band music through some of the major streets of Kumasi, notably through Asafo Interchange, Egum, and then Ashanti Regional Police Headquarters, and then have ended at the Ashanti Regional Coordinating Council, where they have already presented a copy of their petition to the Chief Director of the RCC, Mr. Esubonting, to be given to the Ashanti Regional Minister, to be forwarded to President John Dramani Mahama. I have with me here the Ashanti Regional Chairman of Coalition of Concerned Teachers. Please tell us your name.
My name is Kingsley Enyimadoda.
Tell us, what's your reason for embarking on this particular demonstration?
Our reasons are four simple reasons. But resolution has become a problem. The first one is what you call the second tier pension scheme. The Act of Parliament passed some 2 years ago. From next year, the SNIP is not going to pay lump sum to those who are going on pension. But so they have uploaded that responsibility to the second tier pension scheme, which is managed by the various trade unions and their agencies. But for 54 months now, the government have deducted this money, but we do not know where it is. And the second issue is the 24-month annual incremental exam, which has been in arrest for 24 good months. The third issue is that the government, as of last 2 months, came out with a caveat that when you have worked and they owe you, let's say, 12 months or 13 months, they can only pay 3 months. And we strongly believe that this is against the labor laws of Ghana. The last one is the ongoing rationalization exercise by the GES, of which we think that the modus operandi of this rationalization is detrimental to the teacher.
How detrimental is it to the teacher?
According to the GES conditions of service, when somebody is transferred at the behest of the government is supposed to pay 2 months' gross salary of the affected teacher. And the government has closed its eyes on these conditions of service.
Thank you so much. That was the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the Coalition of Concerned Teachers speaking to us on the reason for embarking on this morning's demonstration in Ashanti Region, Kumasi. From Kumasi, this has been Nicholas Tewis reporting for Radio Ghana.
Well, Nicholas has just joined us on the line to also give us more on this demonstration. Hello, Nicholas.
Hello, Doreen.
Now, Nicholas, what more can you tell us about the demonstration now that they've presented the petition to the Chief Director?
As we have already indicated in the intro narration, the demonstrators, they started from the defunct Kumasi Children's Park at Amakom, then they marched through some of the major streets in the capital.
Nicholas.
Hello, Doreen.
What we would want to know is what the Chief Director had to say after receiving the petition.
Yeah, the Chief Director, Mr. Kofi Jumoisubonting, told the demonstrators that the Regional Coordinating Council is only going to serve as a conduit through which the petition the demonstrators have presented would be sent to the government, the city of government. So now all I have been to tell them was to hold their breath and keep their fingers crossed. But he was also quick to tell them that he was aware that some of the petitions were receiving
government attention. And for that matter, they should continue to emphasize restraint. But he was also, he also commended them for holding the demonstration in a very peaceful atmosphere without any acrimony and without disturbing the peace in the region. And I must also point to add the fact that the demonstrators or the demonstration was amidst heavy security guards. I mean, a number of police personnel from the BNI and the CID were involved in the demonstration to ensure that nothing untoward took place.
Well, thank you very much, Nicholas.
You're welcome, Doreen.